This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. A lot of fresh produce comes in plastic, but as governments impose limits on plastic food packaging, climate-friendlier alternatives for fruit and vegetable packaging are in the works. What began with cellophane in the 1930s picked up speed with the rise of plastic clamshells in the 1980s and bagged salads in the 1990s. Online grocery shopping turbocharged the use of plastic packaging for produce. But now the race is on for what people who grow and sell fruits and vegetables are calling a moonshot, breaking plastic's stranglehold on produce. No one has yet devised an affordable plastic alternative that can be recycled or composted and also keeps fruits and vegetables safe and fresh. Plastic allows packers to modify the mix of gases inside a package in a way that extends the shelf life and the quality of fresh produce. Experts say that the ideal solution would be to go back to the days before plastic, when grocers stacked their produce by hand and no one demanded that seasonal fruit like blueberries be available year-round. Since that model is unlikely to be resurrected, a few of the new ideas headed to the produce aisle include bags made from wood fiber from beechwood trees, a new netting material that decomposes within a few weeks, a new film made from orange peels, shrimp shells, and other natural waste that can be used like cellophane or made into bags, a new edible coating made from plant-based fatty acids that's sprayed on cucumbers, avocados, apples, oranges, and other produce, clamshell containers made from cardboard or recycled plastic, and containers made from plant materials like rice paddy straw left over after harvests, grasses, and sugarcane stalks. The shift to biodegradable packaging material is happening the world over as countries pass policies to reduce plastics. There's a switch to paper containers in many European markets. Spain has a plastic tax. France has severely limited plastic-wrapped produce, and the European Union is about to add its own restrictions. Canada is trying to eliminate plastic packaging of produce by 95% in just 4 years. In the U.S., 11 states have already restricted plastic packaging. As part of a sweeping anti-waste plan, the Biden administration is calling for new ways to package food that use climate-friendly antimicrobial material designed to reduce reliance on plastic. Reducing the use of plastic is an obvious way to push back against a changing climate. Plastic is created from fossil fuels, the biggest contributor to greenhouse gases, and plastic chokes the oceans and seeps into the food chain. About 40% of plastic waste comes from packaging. Amazon plans to build a 53,000-square-foot distribution center in Belgrade, Montana, with future plans for a supermarket grocery store. As growth continues throughout Gallatin County, a 200-acre development along Jackrabbit Lane between Cameron Bridge Road and Frank Road could be the next commercial corridor, with Amazon planning to build their facility there and more retailers following suit. Along with Amazon's 53,000-square-foot distribution center and the new supermarket, there are plans for residential development on the site in future phases. Belgrade continues to see rapid growth. Just in the first 3 months of 2024, Belgrade City issued 115 new single-family home building permits and 7 new commercial building permits. As part of the development, motorists will see improvements to streets in the area to help traffic. Stoplights will be installed on Jackrabbit Lane, a major corridor from Belgrade to Four Quarters, to help mitigate traffic, and improvements will be made to other side streets in the area to move people east and west and north and south. As for the Amazon Distribution Center site, the project still needs final approval from the Belgrade City Council. If it gets the go-ahead, developers expect to break ground on the Amazon facility in the next couple of weeks. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.